Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Wednesday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon is hoping to make its Alexa voice assistant more empathetic, enabling it to deal with users who are depressed, in crisis, or in need, while sounding more conversational and less like a robot, says Senior Vice President for Devices and Services. In the future, Amazon wants to implement Alexa features that could connect users to services like suicide and domestic abuse hotlines. And the voice assistant will become more empathetic over time through machine learning. Facebook is using phone numbers provided for two-factor authentication for its user lookup tool, reports the TechCrunch. It lets users and non-users search for profiles using phone numbers. Facebook allows users to hide their number from their main profile, but not from the looked-up tool itself. Leaked documents show Facebook threatened to withhold investment from countries unless they pass laws that favor the company, according to The Observer. A 2013 memo notes COO actively pushed back against EU data protection laws while citing a close relationship with Ireland, the home of the European operations. The report also suggests former Irish Prime Minister may have used the EU presidency to benefit the firm. Volvo says it's developing geofencing technology that will be used to limit car speeds near hospitals and schools. Comes as the company announces it will limit the top speed of new vehicles to 112 miles per hour. Volvo says it's challenging to keep vehicle passengers safe beyond that speed. It will introduce the cap with 2021 model year vehicles. Google 2018 pay equity study finds it underpays more men than women among software engineers. The company notes the outcomes may point to other issues in its hiring and pay practices. Google says it will undertake a comprehensive review on how it determines compensation levels. The NSA has not used the controversial phone surveillance program in the last 6 months, according to a national security advisor. The comments come during a Lawfare podcast in which he suggests Congress may not review the USA Freedom Act, which authorizes the bulk collection of phone data. The program came to public attention when Edward Snowden leaked emails of government programs in 2013. This was a shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.